You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
So we're going to be diving into a topic today that affects every single modern organization, whether they realize it or not. And that is the illusion of security and SaaS platforms. So what are SaaS platforms? These are things like Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, to your Dropbox, Slack, Zoom, CRMs, your accounting systems, and any type of cloud collaboration tools. Businesses today rely heavily on SaaS platforms to power their daily operations. Think about how many applications you are using with your organization. Almost every single application poses some kind of risk. Now, here's the problem. Many organizations assume that because their systems are in the cloud, they are automatically secure. I mean, I thought that too, but apparently it's not the case. The reality is that cyber threats and excessive permissions, hidden vulnerabilities, unauthorized access, and risky user behavior can often go undetected for months without proper visibility and monitoring. So today, joining us to have this conversation from 800 Tech, the network administrator himself, Mr. Dominic Lee Wu, who works closely with organizations navigating modern IT infrastructure, cybersecurity challenges, and SaaS security management. Dominic, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. How's everything?
Everything is good. I'm feeling for some more churros, but other than that, everything is good. Dominic, how has 2026 been for you so far?
It's not bad. Time's going fast though.
Yeah.
But it's been good so far. Half the year's done though.
Oh my goodness. I think this has to go down in the records for one of the fastest years ever. We blinked and it is already July. Kids are graduating. It is just absolutely insane. So, yeah.
And World Cup is here too. So.
And World Cup is here. The New York Knicks have won the NBA Finals. We just had the UFC. There's a lot of good action that was actually happening over the past week. It was a good time to be a sports fan. So, Dominic, now today we want to get into the vulnerabilities with the SaaS cloud platforms that everybody is using. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the term SaaS, you know, break down some of the key SaaS platforms that you see that organizations widely use that when they're using them, they don't ever really think that this application poses a risk.
Yeah, so a lot of there are various SaaS platforms out there, you know, it's software as a service. The most common ones you'll see is Microsoft 365, Google Workspace. But even regular users, you know, when you're using email, it's a form of a SaaS platform. So as you said, modern businesses, they're moving towards these platforms, which is great. SaaS platforms, cloud platforms, it's the way to go. It allows a lot of advantages in terms of access and just the flexibility. You know, you don't have to, you know, own the infrastructure and build up on these applications. So, but yeah, you know, it's a good technology. It's a great technology, but there are some illusions when it comes to security surrounding these SaaS platforms.
Now, what would be some of the key vulnerabilities that you are seeing? Because again, when people are using the Google Docs, the email platforms, cybersecurity is the last thing that anybody is thinking about. But what are some of those vulnerabilities that are, you know, it happens on a regular basis that you come across that people are doing, but they don't even realize it's actually happening?
Some of the most common ones is like stolen credentials, files being deleted and they don't even realize, you know, they only realize months down the road, stuff like that. And you see, so that's the thing. A lot of people just assume when they move to the cloud, the platform secures everything. Everything is secure. Everything is safe. But that's the most common assumption that they make that's totally inaccurate. You have to realize that security, it's a shared responsibility. The provider, they're going to do a part up to a certain point, but you also have to have a certain amount of responsibility on your side, right? The platforms, they're going to monitor a lot of activity. They will monitor logins. They will detect threats. They will generate alerts, and they will block some activity, right? But that only is going to take you so far, right? Organization, you still have to learn how to monitor it yourself and respond to these alerts, right? What good is an alert if you just ignore it, right? You know, it's like you're driving a car and the check engine light comes on, but you don't do anything, right? Until it's too late and you're stuck on the side of the road. So you know, it's really important to kind of pay attention to these alerts and respond to them accordingly.
Nice. Now, before Curtis comes in, just one follow-up question. Where does the misconception come from that all of the software tools that we use are relatively safe? What has happened? What has conditioned people in their minds? Because again, you really don't even think about it. You just use the applications. Mm-hmm. You put all your information out there, your sensitive information into your notepad, and your notepad is synced up to the cloud.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it, and you just assume. So like, where did the misconception come from that all these applications?
I just think it's a common misconception. You know, a lot of companies, they have to pay for these platforms. So, you know, when you pay for something, you think you're getting a complete package. And again, up to a certain point, that is true. But you still have your personal responsibility, right? You know, if you go buy a car, the car is going to come with airbags. It comes with locks. But do you then now, you don't wear your safety belts, right? So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was actually my point there. I think that when some companies are selling a particular product, let's say the cloud, they don't necessarily aim to share all of the weak points or your responsibilities that you have to uphold. They would talk about all of the benefits that are available with their product. But that doesn't mean that you, as you just gave a perfect example, that you don't put on your seatbelt when you're driving. You know that there are a lot of safety systems in place, but you still have to do your part. So I think as a whole, we, especially businesses, small businesses, we don't do our part in terms of knowing our shared responsibility and knowing the things that we have to put in place to ensure that we are always safe while using or driving or riding the cloud, as you know what I mean. You know what I mean? So I think, Karen, that is the point. That is the pin right there. We have to know now that we have our part to play when it comes to being safe online.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. You know, they will always advertise all the good points, all the advantages, right? But they will not really highlight, okay, well, you need to enable MFA, or you need to secure your credentials, you know? So there's a little drop in communication there as well, I guess.
I think it's because we don't see things happening out loud. Why we think, because cyber breaches are very silent. You don't hear it, you don't see it loud, but it's happening. I think because we don't see it on a daily basis loud, that we don't take it very seriously. But I guess this is the reason for this very, very important conversation, yeah?
Yeah, that's very common too, right? Organization might be constantly getting cyber threats, and always being denied until that one day when, you know, a breach does happen, but then it's too late, right? What do you do at that point? So I don't know if it's trainees in general, but we are very reactive. You know, we wait until something happens and then we respond versus putting things in place to prevent that event from even happening.
Right.
And for some reason, we just aren't making that transition yet where we are getting into that digital first mindset. I think digital first people are still very much the minority, and everybody else is still kind of just think it's just never going to happen to them. But with the amount of cyber attacks we've seen over the past couple of years, and everybody just tries to bury it. And I think as long as we don't try to get any kind of legislation in where people actually have to report these cyber attacks and report these cyber leaks, it'll always be treated as kind of a hush hush. But that's not going to happen. You can't even do that in Jamaica now. You're not going to do it in some of the other markets because, again, they've come out, they've put legislation in place so that, you know, these things are not just going to go silent. But that's off topic. Coming back to the matter, when it comes to where the responsibilities of the provider ends, because, you know, they're going to provide you the service. There's only so much that they can do on their end, but there's going to be the other half of the equation that responsibility has to be on you. I mean, you could have the best cybersecurity software in the world, but if Edna in accounts clicks on the wrong link and shuts the whole company down.
Oh my gosh.
What does the cybersecurity software mean? But anyways, what would you say, where does that responsibility start with you as a customer?
All right. So when you look at these providers, they're going to concentrate more on the platform itself, the security of the infrastructure, the uptime of the application, right? Now, but you as a user, you now have to take control of your data and who has access, right? It's like if you're renting an apartment, the landlord is going to take care of the building, the utilities. They may even put a gate at the entry with an access card, right? But you still have to lock your door to the apartment. You still have to decide who gets what keys to go in what room, right? Because if an attacker gets a key card to enter the compound, then what, right? You can't leave your door unlocked. So you have to have that responsibility as well, you know?
That's big. Now, one of the things that we were talking about a little bit earlier was the perceived security that we believe we have, and actual security that exists. I believe a lot of us, because we just believe that it's on the cloud, that we are just automatically safe. What do we do? What are some practical steps that we could close that gap between that perceived security and actual security online?
Yeah, so a lot of these platforms, they're going to give you the tools to increase your security, right? So at a basic level, besides username or passwords, there's MFA, which is multi-factor authentication. It's easy to enable. You know, when you log in, you put in your credentials, it will send an alert to your phone, and, you know, you approve it with a number code or your fingerprint. You know, a lot of people don't even enable it, that feature, even though it's in most platforms. So simple things like that. But a lot of these small to medium sized companies, they don't have the resources to really monitor these alerts or really double check is everything configured correctly, you know. So sometimes, you know, that's where a company like my company, 800 Tech, we come in and we could help companies. You know, we have active monitoring for all the alerts. Because what happens if you have a breach at 2 a.m. in the morning, right? A company is not going to be monitoring at that time, right? So you need that extra help, you know? But but it's very common. Even credentials showing up like on the dark web, it happens a lot of times. So, you know, attackers, they're not really attacking the platform itself, but they're attacking users, whether it's a phishing attack, or whatever it may be, you know, it's easier now for attackers to attack users than the platform itself. So it's something to just really, you have to really be alert and be conscious of.
No.
That's, go ahead, Curtis, go ahead.
No, when he said monitoring and the times, not because, to be honest, Karen, on your side of the world, a whole heap of the attackers are right there. Let's just be real. And the time when they are attacking you is the time when we are asleep on this side of the world. So that active monitoring is very, very important. I see that as something I never even thought about. But you see them scammers, boy? And the reality is people are not just scamming on their own now. They are using the technology now, like the whole AI suite, to now attack or create ways. So instead of them just being one attacker, they are multiplied by a thousand attacking your account. So now more than ever, you have to ramp up your security if you believe your information it should be something secured. Some people do, it seems like if they don't seem their information to be something that they should protect. But for those who are listening and you believe that what you have should be protected and far out of the reach of those attackers, make sure that you do the necessary. Yeah? Don't sleep on this at all.
Yeah, if you really value your data, your information, it is something that every company should seriously look at.
Yeah.
You know, but as I hear both of you just say that, right? If you value your data and you value your information, I don't think we value data or value information.
That is it right there. It's so serious.
As you guys are saying it, my first thought was, but I'm like, but the majority of these people don't care about their data or their. But I think where people would start to care is when they realize you could be locked out of their services, like your business could be shut down.
Oh yeah.
So you know when you're selling and you're talking, you know, value and benefits. I don't think protecting data is the first thing to lead with anymore, because it just feels like we just don't care about it enough to protect it. Wow. But when you hear the situations of the loss of service where the organizations are completely shut out of systems, whether it have been payment networks, whether it have been like their main mainframes that they couldn't access their files, whatever the case is, I think that is, you know, that at that point is when they realize, oh,
yeah, this thing got real.
This thing is serious.
when they start losing money.
Yeah.
When they start losing money, right? When they start losing money. I'm curious. What would you say, Dominic, gets the bigger reaction? What is the scenario that happens where they wake you up out of bed and they're like, hey, no. We need you right now. What is that scenario?
So a lot of our companies, we do the monitoring, so we have to wake them up out of bed and let them know, you know, there's like impossible travel, right? So we might see a login here in Trinidad, and then 10 minutes later you detect a login from Europe or somewhere, some other part of the country, some other part of the world. So you know it's not a legitimate login, right? So, you know, we have to take proactive measures to block now those sessions or those logins, stuff like that. Or if we detect it's a suspicious activity, but it could be legitimate, you know, then we will, you know, contact the client and let them know, hey, we're seeing this activity. We need to know if it's legitimate or not. So,
Dumb,
but again,
that's
why you have to be proactive in your monitoring, right? So you want to stop the attack before it even happens.
I have a follow-up to that. As of last week, for the first time in history, the announcement came out that for the first time in history, there are more bots surfing the internet than actual humans.
Wow.
What does that scenario look like? And what does that signal to you in your position and 800 Tech?
Attackers, they're becoming more and more smart. You know, they're using different penetration methods. They're using different ways to compromise your account. Phishing emails, they're very prevalent now, and they're getting more and more realistic. You know, sometimes even with my emails, I have to take a double look and make sure that, you know, is this a legit email or is not, right? So it's very easy to be fooled, I would say. Especially with AI too, they're using AI tools to help penetrate these accounts. So it's scary out there when you think about it sometimes.
and you're seeing all kinds of things. Like I'm at the point now where I want to say at least 30-40% of my emails that come into my business email are some well-crafted scams.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well-crafted. And I mean, they're hitting you from Netflix to Apple to banks. They're trying to hit you from every single angle. And it's always so funny to see where what's a dead giveaway to me is the handle that they address you as. So you could tell because they're scraping a lot of the social media channels to get people's contact information. I'll see my TikTok,
right.
Deer, and it'll be my TikTok handle. Then it'll be Deer, and it'll be my Instagram handle, like the actual handle name. So you can tell where they're scraping the data from. But outside of that, right? Like outside of me noticing that, the emails, the email addresses, the images that they use. So like in your signatures, the images that they're able to conjure up due to generative AI, like they're nailing everything.
Everything. It's very easy to be fooled. Very easy.
Nailing. But here's the thing, Dominic. It's easy to be fooled, but to me, it's also almost impossible to be fooled. Like, I have never been scammed or fooled by one of these things, whatever the case is, because something is always a dead giveaway, right? Now, there are people like that where you just automatically see something and you just know. And then there's others where you could spell it all out. Oh, yeah. And they're still going to doubt you that it's, you know.
Yeah, well, remember, these people, they're it's either they want to strike fear into you, so you have to click on a link and reset your password or something like that, or hope of making money, you know, click on something for a chance to win a prize or something like that. So they prey on those emotions of either fear or hope.
So the question I have to you, right, from where you sit, when somebody is getting emails now, What is the mindset that somebody has to kind of be in when they're going through things like email? Like, I know for me, I'm at the point now where I click nothing.
Yeah.
So that starts, you know what I mean? Like I'm already in a particular mindset when I'm going through emails, because I know, like, at any wrong click, and that could be my entire account. But when from where you sit, from your expertise, when somebody is getting emails, what is the train of thought? What is the mindset that people need to have when they're navigating this digital space?
I am the exact same way. Things like that. I'm the exact same way. If you get an email and it has a link, don't click on anything until you confirm if it's legitimate or not. Don't click on anything. You always have to have your guard up, basically, you know. And use tools available to you. You can use AI. You can use chat. You can screenshot that email, put it in ChatGPT. It will help you identify, you know, if it's a legitimate email or not. So, but I think the best takeaway is you always have to have your guard up. Don't click on anything in an email unless you really trust the person that is sending you the email. And even then, sometimes be cautious, because I've gotten emails from my mom. She sends a forward and it has a link. And I'm like, oh my God, why are you sending me this email? And I have to let her know that, no, this is not a legitimate email. And I hope you didn't click on anything. So, but you always have to have your guard up.
Curtis. Man, this is something so common. Eh? This is something so common. And this is something that people see on a daily basis. And I think it's a good example to show how dangerous the internet could be, or why cybersecurity is important. Even for the average user, the average person might not be getting attacks on their company email and whatnot, but they are seeing tons of scammy email on a daily basis. So I think that should be a good indicator to the average person or somebody who's getting into business to really understand when you get there, you need to put up all the walls that are necessary to ensure that you don't lose what you've been working on and putting so much good work into building by somebody halfway around the world in the corner of a room on a laptop just trying to get what you've been building. You know what I mean? So it's really, really something.
Yeah, you know, as a company owner organization, right, ask yourself two questions, right? If somebody logged into your email from another country tonight, You know, would you know, or how long would it take you to realize that somebody else logged into your account? You know, or if a file was accidentally deleted today, you know, 6 months down the line, can you recover those files? Or how long would it take you to even realize that it was accidentally deleted? Right? Because a lot of platforms, they might only retain deleted files for like, say, 3 months.
Right.
But what happens if you don't realize within that time span and you want to recover your data beyond that? You know, what happens then? So, you know, these are all questions that you can ask yourself as an organization or a business. And, you know, if these are challenging questions for you, then you really need to look at your security.
You know, to that point, I think one of the things that has to change with where we view cybersecurity, for a lot of people, they view cybersecurity as like they would insurance, like they would home insurance or car insurance. And I don't think it's a good example anymore, because the difference is when you have your home and your car insurance, people are not actively trying to crash your car every minute of every day of every second. Cybersecurity, bots. Dominic, how many bots do you see attacking people's websites?
It's a lot more than what you would think. And the thing is, people don't even know. That's the thing. People don't realize.
Correct. But just to give an example, because they don't know, like, what are some numbers that you could probably share? Like, because I've seen, like, on my website, I don't even think I'm a high traffic website, and I use WordFence security on my back end, and that'll tell me, hey, 1,000 attempts in the last 3 hours or something like that. Like, it's a lot, but like, from an enterprise level, like, how many bot attacks are you guys seeing on average? What does that look like?
It's constant. I don't have the exact numbers, but trust me, it's thousands of alerts that we would get constantly. And it's really just trying to shift through what is legitimate, what is not legitimate, you know? So, but it's more than what people would think. Because again, you're not seeing it, right? And, you know, if you can't see it, if you don't have that visibility, then how do you know what to secure, how to secure it, right? So,
yeah. I remember last year we spoke with someone from Jamaica cybersecurity incident response team. And they were telling us that within the last 3 months, they had like almost 600,000 attacks on one of their government websites in 3 months. And it's some ridiculous numbers as to the attempts at how much. And because it's not, and I think the next thing is too, I think people still think that it's a human sitting down trying to attack you one by one. And they think, well, nobody in Russia knows who I am or my roti business or whatever. So why would they try to come and attack me? How are they going to find? They don't realize it's not humans trying to, it's not humans that are going to shut you down. It's the millions and billions of bots that surf the internet looking for vulnerabilities, testing, doing a little knock on the door to see if they can get through here, if they can get through there. You know, Dominic, before we wrap up, you know, talk to us about things like the bots trying passwords on your back end, bots trying to get into your, like, talk to us about a bit about some of the techniques that you see.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's like a MFA fatigue, right? So they will keep attempting to gain access, and you keep on your phone, you're constantly getting these alerts. And sometimes, you know, there's this thing called MFA fatigue, where you just want the alerts to stop, you know, so you press a accept button, or maybe it's in the middle of the night and you don't even realize, and you press the wrong button, right? And all it takes is one. All it takes is one, you know, mistake, and they can have access to your whole platform, you know. There's so much different ways that people can get in, and you really have to be conscious about it, be smart about it, and, you know, if you don't have the expertise, seek the expertise.
Yeah, that is one thing, folks. You know, contact 800-TECH. Dominic, where can we get more information about 800-TECH solutions and services?
Yeah, so you can call us on 223-TECH. That's 223-8324. You can visit us at 800-TECH.com. You could also connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Just search up 800-TECH. And, you know, this year is a special milestone for us at 800-TECH. We're celebrating our 14th anniversary. So I just want to mention that, you know, we want to give back to the business community. So we have a special 14 for 14 promotion. And what we are doing is we're offering complimentary penetration testing services to 14 new organizations, right? And, you know, this will help businesses identify security vulnerabilities and just strengthen their overall cybersecurity posture, right? You know, you can gain insights into potential risk, and we can show you how you could better protect your operations. And we're extending these benefits, especially to members of the TTMA, AmCham, and the Chamber of Industry and Commerce. So just go to 800-tech.com. There'll be a form there that you can fill out, and yeah.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me again. As of last week, for the first time in history, there are now more bots using the internet than actual humans. The attacks are not going to be coming from George sitting down in Seattle,
no,
targeting your business. It is going to be one of the millions and billions of bots. Now is not the time to play around with your cybersecurity. Lord knows we need all the money coming into the country, so we can't have you getting your business locked out and services stalling out, right? So definitely go check out 800-TECH. Dominic, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Not all heroes wear capes, and Dominic has a job to go back to do and protect and serve everybody that he's dealing with. So, Dom,
thanks. Thank
you for taking the time and joining us today on Digital World.
Yeah, and just thank you for having us on behalf of 800-TECH. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to helping more organizations strengthen their cybersecurity defenses.
Love to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dominic, go and check out 800-TECH.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.